What a wonderful privilege it is for all of us to be able to worship together.
今天是多么的了不起，我们能够一起在这里敬拜。
English speaking and Chinese speaking.
说英文的跟说中文的。
A special welcome to family and friends.
特别欢迎家庭跟朋友们。
Who are visiting here for the first time.
第一次来的朋友们。
Because of all the events this morning, as you've witnessed the baptisms of many individuals.
因为今天早上你们能看到每一个人在这里接受洗礼。
And in just a short while, we're going to be hearing their testimonies as well.
待会儿我们就要听到他们的见证。
And so for your benefit and also for mine,
所为了你跟我
we'll keep this message very short this morning.
所以我们的信息会很短。
Okay. Clarification on baptism.
我们讲到受洗。
Baptism does not save.
洗礼并不能拯救。
These individuals that you see here this morning, they are not saved because they got dunked in water.
今天早上你见到的这些弟兄姐妹并不是因为他们被浸在水里而得救。
And they're also not saved because they gave the correct answer to those questions.
也不是因为他们回答问题答得对而被拯救。
Scripture is very clear that all these things, the baptism itself, they're outward actions and symbols.
圣经上讲得非常清楚，洗礼这些外在的表现都只是一个象征。
Just like having a birthday party doesn't make you 1 year older.
就像是举行一场生日快乐宴会并不能够让你长大一岁。
Being baptized doesn't necessarily save you.
洗礼并不一定能够拯救你。
It can all be in vain, in many ways pointless.
它可以变成完全没有意义的。
This morning, I want us to turn very quickly to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 to 5.
我们今天早上要看哥林多前书第15章第一节到第五节。
I'll read this in English, and then Elder Tang will read it in Chinese. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 5. And as we read this passage, we're going to answer the question, what saves you? And it's not baptism, it is the gospel.
当你读这些经文的时候，你会发现拯救你的不是洗礼，而是福音。
And so what is the gospel? We're going to read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 5. It says, Now brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. For what I received I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that He was buried, that He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that He appeared to Peter and then to the 12.
今天的我们所讲的福音在哥林多前书第15章第1到第5节。弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看。
What we see here this morning is that the gospel is about the past, it's about the present, and it's about the future.
我们在这里可以看到福音是过去，是现在，也是未来。
The first point I want to make is that the gospel is linked to the past.
首先我们来看福音跟过去有关。
We see in these verses here that it talks about the gospel being passed on.
我们在这些经句里头我们看到讲到福音被传下去。
You see, the gospel is not, baptism, all these things is not something that we as a church designed or created.
所以你们可以看到福音或者是洗礼不是我们的教会设计而创造的。
It has been something that has been passed on for thousands of years.
而是从几千年来传下来的。
The gospel is historic.
福音是有历史性的。
We see here that, the gospel is historic. It's rooted in the fact that Jesus died, He was buried, and He was resurrected.
我们在这里看到福音是有历史性的，是基于耶稣，他死，他埋葬， 他复活。
It is not just an idea, it is and was a reality.
这不仅仅是一个想法, 这是一个实际发生的事情。
And we see here that it talks about witnesses and all these historic things that happened.
我们在这里可以看到这些历史事实发生的见证。
And that when we think about the gospel, it transcends time.
我们讲到福音的时候, 它是超越时间的。
It transcends culture.
超越文化。
It transcends race and ethnicity.
超越种族。
It transcends language.
超越语言。
It transcends socioeconomic position.
超越经济和社会的地位。
It transcends education.
超越了教育。
It transcends geography.
超越了地区。
Just think about this for a second.
这样想一想看。
This morning we saw some people getting baptized.
今天早上我们看见一些人受洗。
Literally, there are thousands upon millions of people all around the world that have been baptized.
严格来说，有成千上万的人在世界上被洗礼。
Thousands of years ago.
几千年前。
Hundreds of years ago.
几百年前。
And when we talk about the gospel is historic. We are part of that history.
我们讲到福音，福音是有历史性的，我们就是那个历史的一部分。
All right, and it's rooted in history.
而是有生根于历史当中。
That Jesus Christ, God Himself, died on the cross.
耶稣基督自己舍弃生命在十字架上。
For our sins, yours and mine.
为了我们的罪，你的和我的。
So that we can be restored back into right relationship with God.
所以使得我们的与神的关系能够恢复到正常。
The gospel is about God's grace in the past.
福音是讲到神过去的恩典。
It's about God's work in the past.
是讲到神过去的工作。
That we only need to repent.
我们只需要悔改。
And to receive God's grace into our lives.
而接受神的恩典到我们的生命中。
But you see, the gospel isn't just about the past. It's not just about some decision we made 10 years ago.
你知道,福音不仅仅是有关过去,不仅仅是有关于我们十年前所做的一个决定。
But the gospel also looks to the present and to the future.
福音同样的看到眼前,也看望到未来。
We see in these verses here, in verse 1, it says that we stand on the gospel.
看到第一节中间，我们这里讲到了说靠着站立得住。
And that word stand isn't just you stand once, but you're continuing to stand on the truth of God's word, who Jesus is.
在这里站立不只是站立的一下子，而是不断的站立在真理和福音上头。
And yes, while we might have received Jesus Christ into our heart years ago in the past.
也许我们在多少几年前，我们接受了福音到我们的心中。
We continue to stand on it today as a Christ follower.
我们今天仍然站立在这上面，成为一个耶稣基督的跟从者。
Like the foundation of a building, the building keeps on staying on that foundation.
就像一栋房子的地基，整栋房子是不停地站在这个地基上头。
We never move away from that foundation.
我们从不离开这个基础。
In verse 2, it says you are saved. It says, by this gospel, you are saved.
第二节他讲到说, 你们就必因这福音得救。
In the Greek, it's continuous, meaning you are continuously being saved by the gospel.
在希腊文中这个带连续不断的意思, 就表示既不断地被拯救。
That it's not just one point in time in past that you got baptized or you decided to accept Jesus Christ into your heart.
这不仅仅是在过去有一刻时间中间，你得受了洗，你接受了耶稣基督到你的生命当中。
But daily we are being saved and forgiven.
而每一天你被拯救，你被饶恕。
Baptism isn't a one and done event.
洗礼不是一个一次就了结的事件。
We don't say, oh, you know, I'm a Christian because I was baptized 30 years ago.
你不会只能说，哦，我是个基督徒，因为我30年前受过洗。
Right. Baptism is a symbolic beginning of a lifetime journey with Christ.
洗礼是一个象征，是一个一生跟随主同行的象征。
That we are continually acknowledging our sin.
我们不断地认识到我们的罪。
Continually repentant.
不断地悔改。
Continually receiving the grace and forgiveness of God.
不断地接受从神而来的恩典跟饶恕。
Through Jesus Christ.
经过透过耶稣基督。
That's why in verse 2 it says, if you hold firmly to this truth.
所以第二节说，你们若能以持守我所传给你们的。
You see, we don't let it go.
你听看到吗？我们不要把它丢了。
Right. We don't move beyond it.
我们不会超越它。
Yes, we grow in our faith and our knowledge of who God is.
是的，我们会在神的知识上成长。
But we hold on to the central truth of Jesus dying on the cross for our sins, that I am a sinner in need of grace and forgiveness.
但是我们坚守着这个核心的真理，那就是耶稣基督为我们死，我们要遵守他。
For many of us here this morning,
对很多我们很多人来说，今天早上
As we see many of these individuals get baptized, and they're just going to share their testimonies in just a few minutes.
你们看到很多受洗的人，他们待会儿一会儿就要开始分享他们的见证。
We'll look fondly back at, I remember when I was baptized years ago.
那我们可能会回想到，当我在多少年前受洗时候的情况。
And we'll say, I remember when I shared my testimony years ago.
啊，我会记得说，我在多少年前分享了我自己的见证。
But for many of us here. That is all we have, the gospel in the past.
但是对我们在这里很多人来说，我们就只有这些，那就是过去的福音。
That many of our testimonies are from 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago.
我们许多的见证都是五年前、十年前，甚至二十年前。
But what are your current testimonies this week, this past month?
但是什么是你这个星期或者上个月的见证呢？
Is the gospel still at work in your life today?
福音今天是不是还在你的生命当中做工？
Are you continuing to stand on the gospel of who Jesus is?
你是不是始终站立在福音上，始终站立在耶稣基督是谁上？
Are you currently experiencing more of God's grace today?
你是不是今天经受到更多神的恩典？
And then think about what future testimonies will you have to share?About God's goodness in your life.
我们可以想一想，在未来有什么样的见证，有关神在我生命里的工作。
And for our brothers and sisters here who have been baptized this morning,
有关于今天早上要受洗的弟兄姐受洗的弟兄姐妹们。
I want you to pray for them. Pray that as they have received the gospel,
我要你为他们祷告，当他们接受到福音之后。
That they would continue to stand on the gospel.
他们会继续地站立在这福音上。
And that they will continue to hold firmly on to the truth.
他们会牢牢地抓住这个真理。
And so this morning, I want to ask you, what for you the gospel, you have received it in the past.
我今天早上
Are you experiencing it today, presently?
今天早上要问你，有什么样的福音你过去领受到，你今天能够经历到。
Let us pray.
那我们一同祷告。
God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the truth of your word. We ask that as our brothers and sisters here share their testimonies, God, that as we see the gospel at work in their lives, as we see your grace in their lives, Lord, that they would not only share it now, Lord, but that they would share future experiences, Lord, of your grace in their lives, God. We pray for ourselves that as we have received, many of us have received the gospel years ago, Lord,that we would continue to stand firm on that foundation, God, that we would continue to experience your grace in our lives and as we extend that to others as well. We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.